And welcome back into In Focus on News Radio KMAN. Today is the first Monday of the month, and that means we're talking Manhattan Parks and Recreation. We've got joining us by telephone, Assistant Director of Parks and Recreation, Wyatt Thompson. Good morning.
Good morning, Brandon.
Pleasure to have you on again. And Wyatt's going to give us a little update on the Recreation Center construction projects going on at Anthony and Eisenhower. And I was talking during the break. I live over closer to Anthony Middle School, and it's starting to really come together over there.
It really is. Here in the last week or so, a lot of the steel has arrived on the site for the metal building, and so they were able to set metal columns and the rafters and part of the roof structure over one of the bays of the gym. And so if you drive by on Browning, it finally looks like we're building a building. You know, we've been doing site work and utilities and grading and pavements and things for so long. It was all flat, and now you drive by and you can finally start to see, you know, what the size and scale and shape of the building's going to be. So it's an exciting time at the Anthony site.
Yeah, and that project I imagine is pretty well on schedule. If I remember right, it's supposed to be done by about December.
So we actually have three rec centers getting constructed right now, and December is one of them, but it's not the Anthony site. So the Douglas Recreation Center will actually be the first one to be completed. It's a smaller building, and so that one at 10th and Fort Riley Boulevard, or 10th and Yuma, will be opening in December. The Anthony site will be opening in March, and the Eisenhower site will be completing in May.
Okay, so kind of a staged, phased in there construction for each of the three sites. Well, how far along is the one down at Douglas?
Douglas is also vertical. They have most of the first floor walls constructed. I guess probably all of the first floor walls, and then they went to the second floor last week. They installed the metal framing for the upper level walking track. They had a big crane on site for a couple days last week installing some of the roof beams. I saw the metal workers there over the weekend, actually, when I was out and about, and they were working Saturday morning as well, kind of installing some more of that steel framework. So, you know, it actually looks like a complete building. It's got four walls. It has a roof on part of it, but I don't think on all of it quite yet. So it's an exciting thing down there. And like I said, that's the one that we'll be completing first in December. So it's on a little bit faster track than the larger facilities that are at the two middle schools.
Okay. As far as the one at Eisenhower, where is that at in terms of the project?
So they have a lot of their site work and utilities complete, and they haven't done anything vertical yet. They're scheduled for delivery of all their steel on August 24th. And then in September is really when they'll start setting those posts and beams and everything, getting that all framed in.
Okay. There is a Parks and Rec Advisory Board meeting later today at 4:30, and this will be a discussion point on that as well. We're going to talk a little bit about naming recommendations.
We are. So last spring, I guess before February, I believe, we sent out a survey to the middle school students and just to kind of get their feedback on what they thought the names for the new rec centers should be. And by and large, the majority of the students thought that there should be some association with the Susan B. Anthony and the Dwight Eisenhower name that's at the middle schools. And then here just recently, we sent out a survey to the community asking them if they, you know, agreed with the students or if they had other ideas. And I think close to 1,000 people participated in that survey, and about 90% of them thought that the name should reflect Susan B. Anthony or Dwight Eisenhower. And I think the folks that commented on that, really talked about how it was kind of a name recognition. You know, they knew where those buildings were, and so they, you know, the rec centers are attached to those schools that are on the same sites, and I think they just thought that it should kind of reflect, you know, that geography in the community. They know where Eisenhower Middle School is, and so therefore they would know where the Eisenhower Activity Center or the Eisenhower Recreation Center would be located. So we'll be presenting the results of that survey to the park board tonight, and asking for their recommendation on, you know, the Anthony and Eisenhower names, or if they'd like us to continue to explore other suggestions from the community.
All right, that's pretty cool to hear. So nice to be able to put a name on those eventually. What else will be on the agenda tonight?
We also have, there's actually two agenda items about naming opportunities. One of them is to name the buildings at both of the Anthony and Eisenhower sites. The second one is a discussion about potential, I would call it, sponsorship opportunities. So we have a lot of spaces that are in these buildings that could have names attached to those as well. So the gym, for instance, the courts, there's some community type spaces, like a community room, like a classroom, a multipurpose space like that, that might have some naming opportunities. And so if a person wanted to, you know, purchase that right to name, they could have that opportunity. And then those funds could go towards, you know, upgrades or enhancements or future projects at those sites that couldn't be afforded, you know, with this initial construction. So it's something that the park board chair has asked us to explore. And so we'll be kind of presenting some options back to them about the types of spaces that could potentially be sponsored, the cost that could potentially be associated with that sponsorship. And, you know, we don't have all those details worked out. So this is just kind of a preliminary discussion with the board to get their feedback on if this is a type of program that we would like to implement at all three of the recreation centers, because, you know, there are certainly upgrades and things that we'd like to have at each building that we aren't getting with the initial project. So this could be an opportunity to get some enhancements over time if community members are interested in making those pledges to the center.
All right. I see on the agenda it also looks like there's going to be a discussion on pricing for recreation programs.
There is. Randy Clifford, our recreation director, will be presenting some information on our program pricing, a discussion about the level of cost recovery versus subsidy that we have on some of those programs. And this is something that we try to revisit, you know, every year or every couple years, just to make sure that our programs are meeting their financial goals. And then make adjustments as we need to make sure they come back in line with what the City Commission expects in terms of the percentage and the revenue that we're collecting. So I think Randy will be on here in a few minutes. And so if you have some questions for him about that, he could talk some more specifics about that. Okay. And then certainly tonight he'll present that information to the Parks and Rec Advisory Board.
Okay. As far as trails and parks, what's the latest on those and how they're shaping up for the summer?
Well, you know, our parks and trails are open. They've been open throughout COVID. Obviously, we've encouraged folks to, you know, give everybody a little bit of space and, you know, 6 feet. But our parks are open, fields are open and available to reserve. We've had some tournaments out at the Twin Oaks sports complex there at Annenberg Park a few weekends, and so that's been good. Our playgrounds are open again, and again we just encourage folks to you know, keep that distance, be sure to wash hands, use hand sanitizer, you know, before and after you use those facilities. The splash park in City Park is open, and I drove by there on the weekend, and it seemed like a pretty popular place. The water feature at Blue Earth Plaza, we did not open this year, but there is that the splash park in City Park is available for people. trail wise, most of the trails are open. There's a few that are closed for construction, either of the trail or related. Probably the biggest one that people have noticed is the intersection at Fort Riley Boulevard and Richards and Rosencutter. There, KDOT is working on a project to replace the Wildcat Creek bridges, and so that's caused some detour for people that are using linear trail. We've also got some closures on North Manhattan as there's some street work going on there. And then there's closure of the Susan B. Anthony Trail right now as part of that is being reconstructed as part of the middle school rec center project. And that one actually should be open here by the time school starts here later in August. So that one will be available to the community again soon at Susan B. Anthony. We do have a website people can check out before they head out to the trail if they want to kind of know what the conditions are. And that's mhkprd.com/check-the-trail. And that'll give them a map that shows, you know, which trails are open, which ones are closed, so they can find that out before they leave.
All right. Good to know. Well, Wyatt, I think it's about all the time we have. I'm going to get Randy on next, and we'll talk to you again next month.
All right, sounds good. Thanks, Brandon.
All right, Wyatt Thompson here with the Manhattan Parks and Rec Department. We'll hear from Randy Clifford following the break on News Radio KMAN.